Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, March 19. In Squiz Kids today, PM says school's still in. The world's weirdest jungle dweller. Alaska's epic dog sled race. And the Black Widow hits the pause button. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Sorry, team, but the Prime Minister has spoken and schools will remain open for the foreseeable future. Despite speculation school closures were going to be among the measures PM Scott Morrison would announce yesterday morning, following his late-night meeting on Tuesday with state premiers, it wasn't to be. And Singapore is to blame. Why is that? Because Singapore, the island nation to our north, has been one of the more successful countries around the world at stopping the spread of the coronavirus. And according to the PM, their schools have remained open. The Prime Minister, as well as Australia's Chief Medical Officer, also pointed to a couple of more scientific reasons for keeping schools open, including that the virus doesn't appear to affect, or indeed infect, children in the same way it does adults. That it wouldn't make sense to close schools for anything less than 6 months, which might sound good in theory, but trust me, you'd go crazy, not to mention your parents. And the ripple effect on jobs, the economy, and the ability of healthcare workers to do their jobs would ultimately do more harm than good. The PM noted that as the situation was changing all the time, school closures were not off the cards completely. So there's hope yet. Remember the American election contest? We've spoken about it a couple of times already on the podcast. Well, the race to become the politician who takes on President Donald Trump in the November election took another turn yesterday when Joe Biden walloped his rival, Bernie Sanders, in three important US states. Biden's victory means he is now very likely to be chosen as the Democrat Party's candidate to take on Trump in November.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the jungles of Brazil, where the birth of a tapir in the wild has renewed hopes that an entire ecosystem there is on the mend. What in the wide world of sports is a tapir, I hear you ask? It's a curious looking creature, striped like a zebra, body the shape of a pig, and a funny sort of mini trunk for a nose. And why is it a big deal that one has been born in the wild? Because the patch of jungle in which it was born has shrunk in size because of logging, which is the business of chopping down trees for timber. And also because the tapir is a really important part of the local ecosystem, inasmuch as it eats lots of plants and seeds and spreads those seeds through its poo. And any story that has poo in it is a good story as far as I'm concerned.
Sport time!
And today our sports focus turns to the frozen tundra of Alaska, where Norway's Thomas Varner has just won the 1,600-kilometre annual dog sled race called the Iditarod. Pulled across the finish line by his 10 faithful dogs, Varner completed the race in 9 days, 10 hours and 37 minutes, racing through one entire night to beat the other competitors. His two lead dogs, K2 and Bark, looked on proudly as their owner accepted his trophy, later receiving a treat of raw bacon for their impressive cross-country racing effort. The sport, which is also known as mushing, sees teams of up to 12 dogs pulling a racer along on a sled over the snow. There's a link in today's episode notes to a video of mushers in action, including how the dogs wear special mittens to protect their feet as they run. Mush, mush!
Pop Culture Corner.
Hands up, who's ready for another Avengers movie? Hands up, who's a fan of the Black Widow, played to such leather-clad effect by actress Scarlett Johansson? Well, you're going to have to wait just a little while longer. as the coronavirus has seen the Black Widow movie release be postponed until later in the year. It's the same story, unfortunately, with Peter Rabbit 2 and the Disney live-action film Mulan. But don't despair, because Niall Horan has just released a second alternate video for his hit song No Judgment, featuring pint-sized Instagram star Boss Baby Brody. The video features 4-year-old Brody and his family doing a home video fashion show. But it's his interpretation of the ballet The Nutcracker that we love Brody the most for. Check out the link in today's episode notes. A slight change to usual programming this morning as we announce plans to produce a special Squiz Kids Coronavirus Explained podcast available for download next week. Dr. Ginny Mansberg has kindly agreed to answer your questions in a kids-only Q&A session. So if you or your class have a question about the coronavirus that you would like Dr. Ginny to answer, email it through to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. And stay tuned for details on when and how you can download the podcast. Why are we doing this? Because it's a kids' world too.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name the US politician most likely to take on Donald Trump in the upcoming US presidential election. That's right, it's Joe Biden. Question number two. What's the name of the zebra-striped animal whose birth in the Brazilian jungle has ecologists excited? You got it. It's a tapir. Question number three. This is a bit of a toughie. Name either one of the two lead dogs that helped Norway's Thomas Varna win the Iditarod dog sled race. Yep. K2 or Bark. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shout-outs go to Olivia from Serena, Darren from Eastwood, Willow and Naomi from Brisbane, Vicky from Denniston East, Henry from Northbridge, Lily from Tamworth, Peter from Sydney, and Ava from Palm Beach. Happy birthday to you all. And a special shout-out to Sebi and his friend Coco in London, who are regular listeners of Squiz Kids and who, when asked by their parents yesterday if they wanted any information about the coronavirus, said, no thanks, they were right across it, and that it was green. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.